Hey, everybody, this is Bradley Charbonneau with Thursday Thunder and the Repossible podcast. I'm here from my studio live on Thursday, of course. And shock to the world, I am not alone, well, except for Pepper and the bunch of giant dogs over there. I am here with Nicolene Hausinger today. Hi, Nicolene.
Hey, Bradley. Hi, good to see you. I love your office. I love your studio.
It's for rent. I do have another spot over here if anybody's looking. The price is right.
Yeah, and there's some co-working there.
Co-working. It's very COVID friendly here.
Absolutely.
And so what I am really excited about, and the reason, so I had a perfectly good Thursday Thunder recording this morning, but then I talked with you because you have a workshop coming up that is so relevant and just so awesome that I just wanted to talk about that briefly with you as the podcast episode for today and the Thursday Thunder. And, you know, okay, just one note on the title Thursday Thunder. The reason I like it so much is I say how lightning is overrated and thunder is where the real power is. And for me, lightning, I mean, it's pretty and, you know, real impressive.
Yeah,
but then comes the rumble of the thunder, the stuff that gets you in your heart. And for me, the stuff that means more. So this is kind of what I see with the program you're going to be talking about is like the speaking gig.
Yes.
And whereas you might see it as, oh, me on stage or me on a podcast. Yay. Awesome. But I think the real power comes later.
Yes.
In what potentially comes from that, and even the unintentional sort of reverberations of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you want to tell us a little bit about your program?
Yeah, so
which is like next week?
Yeah, it is next week. We're going to start on Monday the 7th, and the program is called Speak Up, and that's exactly what we're going to do, because we're going to go in 4 weeks' time from being like, okay, I'm an entrepreneur and I would like to grow my audience, to, all right, I am a booked guest speaker and I have at least one speaking gig and I'm all set to position myself as a guest speaker. I have a speaker sheet. I have a database of potential podcasts, summits, events that I want to be on. And it's all lined up. I got my pitch ready. I got my follow-up ready. I've got everything. So we're going to set you up in 4 weeks' time.
Well, so speaking of what you're going to have, so the way Nicolene and I often work is that I have loads of ideas. I'm just this fire hydrant of ideas. But then Nicolene actually makes them deliberate and structured and outlined. And that's where she is a genius. And so these 4 weeks, I can only imagine the structure you've got going on. And so just those 4 weeks, you briefly touched on them. We've got the first week. Is that your signature talk or the topic?
Yes.
And then can you go through those 4 weeks real quick?
Yes, we're gonna, of course,
get through?
So in the first week, we're going to map out your signature topics. And having your signature topics is something else than having your expertise and your zone of genius ready. So it's really all about translating your knowledge and your zone of genius to relevant topics for your audience and for multiple audiences. So for instance, if you are a life coach for entrepreneurs, then we're going to look at, okay, what do you specialize in and how and when do entrepreneurs need you? So we're going to really look at those topics instead of, you know, life coaching to support you on your entrepreneurial journey. I don't know if that's a topic, but that's a kind of lame topic. Will you hear my bell? This is the famous...
Got the dogs, got the birds, we got the church bells.
Yeah, the church
bells. We're real
already.
Here. We're real.
Yeah. So every 30 minutes, we got the church bell. So that week one is all about the signature topic. Week two is all about positioning you as a guest speaker. So we're going to get you your bio, your speaker sheet, And we're going to look at your LinkedIn profile, your whatever bio you're using on your website. We're going to take a look at all of these, because what people do when they get an application from guest speakers, potential guest speakers, they're going to Google you. So it better be known that you are a guest speaker. So that's what we're going to do in week two. Week three.
So if I don't have a profile or a sheet, the one pager, mm-hmm. I'm going to get that done. We're going to get that done.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to get that done. So we're working on your bio. We have covered your signature topics. We're going to make sure, I'm going to give everyone a template for like, okay, this is what you can fill in. Here goes your bio. Here go your signature topics and your social media links, etc. So those are all templates and you can fill in your own stuff. Wow. Then in week three, we're going to get you booked as a guest speaker. So we're going to look at potential guest speaking gigs. I'm going to give you all my resources to find great guest speaking gigs. We're going to work on the pitch. I'm going to give you my template for the pitch that gets you booked. It's even for podcasts. Wow. It's different for podcasts. It's different for authors. So it's, I've got all these templates. So you can use them to get booked as a guest speaker. And then in week four, we're going to have a look at outlining your talk, how to maximize it, how to follow up after you're done with your talk or your interview or whatever it is that you get booked on. And how to maximize that and how to kind of monetize that. Even if you're doing stuff for free, how can you still get something in exchange that's useful for you, especially in order to get future speaking gigs? So that's what we're going to do in those 4 weeks.
So like in week three, how hands-on is this? Is this how theoretical versus practical? Like in week three, am I actually going to send out a pitch?
Yeah.
You
are.
Okay.
You are. So okay. I'm going to give you the template and all you need to do is like fill in your own details, like fill in the blanks. And we're going to have a look at opportunities. So I'm going to share, all my resources where people can find great speaking gigs. And then we're just going to send out those pitches and we're going to make sure that everyone gets booked.
So you keep saying we. Is this not just a theoretical program where I get a bunch of videos and you just ship me off and I'm good luck, Bradley, have a good month?
No.
How hands-on is this? What are the differences between like a totally DIY, here's your course content, have a fun month, good luck.
Yeah.
And what you're offering.
Yeah. So the thing is with those DIY things, you get a bunch of videos, you get a bunch of templates and it's like, good luck, have fun. See you later. And what we're going to do is really take it step by step. So every week on Monday, you're going to get a pre-recorded video. You can watch that video anytime you want and you can rewatch it and save it and you can do basically anything with it. Then on Wednesday, we're going to have live Q&A. So if you have any questions, you're like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? Or, I'm stuck with this or with that. We're going to have those live Q&A sessions. And every Thursday morning, I run co-working hours. So you can join me on the co-working and make sure that you get things done. And that's the beauty of the co-working hours, that it's just an hour on Zoom and it's really focused on, okay, I'm going to get this one task done. And either that could be like, I work on the outline for my talk, or I'm pitching to several podcasts or whatever it is. But the co-working is where the goal is. So the live Q&A and the co-working are, I think, the difference between a DIY course and what we're going to do next week.
So this is like real and live and accountability, real human beings working together on a common goal.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's, in my humble opinion, that's sort of the only way things ever really get done.
For many people. Because if you, I mean, how many online programs did you buy that you never finished? I mean, I've been there. I've bought many of those programs. Some of them I didn't even start. And this is like, okay, you signed up for this and I really want to get you those results. I mean, you don't sign up just to have another program. You really want to get things done.
Well, and I imagine in the group is very collaborative and cooperative as opposed to competitive. You know, in my worst book ever group, I remember in the first one, there's a woman and she saw, oh, wow, the other people, they have their book cover done. Like, and so you can think one of two things. You can think, oh, no, I'm behind. I'm never going to get it done. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Or like, well, wait a minute. You know, what am I doing here anyway? This is why I'm here. And so she was actually inspired by those other people and said, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they also, as a group, you know, lifted each other up and said, come on, you can do it. And we did it. And just that motivation and that group mentality.
Yeah.
And she got it done.
Yeah. And that's why I really want the group to be small. I don't want hundreds of people in a group because I don't believe in that kind of energy and that kind of dynamics. So for me, it's like, you know, 10, 15 people max. I'm absolutely fine with that. So it's, and then you really have the time for everyone and they can get to know one another and to actually support one another and cheer each other on. So,
And what's nice about the fixed time frame is that this is not the do it whenever, maybe someday it'll maybe get done. It's 4 weeks. You have direct access to you. That's already pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And the idea of we're going to get this thing done and here's what we're going to get done each week. And at the end, here's what you have done. And speaking of which, I mean, you have gone so far to say, what is your guarantee? You have a guarantee going on.
Yeah, I do have the money back guarantee. So if you don't get booked as a guest speaker within those 4 weeks, I'm going to give you your money back. I know it's going to happen. Because if you've, you've done the work, obviously. But,
yes, right.
Yeah.
And for clarity's sake, booked doesn't mean a paid speaking gig, of course.
No.
You got booked.
Means you get something. Booked as a guest speaker in general. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I can imagine as someone potentially joining your group, I would think, well, gee, I said, I don't really want my money back. I really want to get booked.
Yeah.
And of course you do too. You want that success for everybody as well.
Absolutely.
So, we're all in it, and you know, with the same goal of getting you booked on some speaking gig.
Absolutely.
Wow. So
the thing is, with guest speaking, everyone wins. Everyone wins because the host of an event or a podcast or a summit or whatever, he or she benefits from having amazing guests with great knowledge. You benefit because you grow your audience, you grow your expert status, your authority, and the audience wins too because they get access to you and your knowledge. So that's we all win.
See, that's really an interesting shift of mindset that I think a lot of people will benefit from also during the month of the program, because they think, oh, what do I know? Or, oh, who wants to hear me? Whereas, you know, I'm sure you, dear potential speaker, there are things that you know that you think are, oh, that's easy. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Like, no, wait a minute. I don't know that thing. I want to hear more about that.
Exactly.
And so that's what I suppose we'll be pulling out and finding, figuring out what, and that's maybe where those signature talks come in. You know, what are those?
Yeah.
That's already really cool.
Absolutely. So the first week is already, I think for many, that will be a kind of life-changing experience already. That like, oh my God, this is my topic.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't wait. I really
excited. Wow, okay. So because this is Thursday Thunder and it actually is Thursday, June 3rd, I think it is. And this starts, I mean, this is real time here. This starts on June 7th. So if you're watching this after June 7th, I'm terribly sorry. We'll Nicolina probably have a waiting list for the next round or something, but this is the real deal. And it's really starting on June 7th. So if you would like to join this, we'll put a link below that will take you right there and you can read. She's got a fantastic welcome page that tells you even if more detail. And if you have any questions about it, there's a way to contact Nicolina on there. But if you're thinking, wow, I would love a speaking gig, here's the answer to, gee, what if I got a speaking gig in June?
Yeah, exactly.
And with the money back guarantee,
no risk.
Basically, how much do you want the speaking gig, right? Yeah. If it's kind of like that dreamy thing, like, oh, someday that would be nice. Well, you know, that's not really that passion yet.
No.
But if it's, oh man, I really want that speaking gig, I'm just not quite sure how to get it, or what this profile page bio thing is all about, or the actual steps. That's what then we're going to be walking. You'll be walking through in June.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Super exciting.
It is. It truly is exciting. And I really cannot wait to share my nuggets of wisdom with the group and to get people those amazing guest speaking gigs, because, well, everyone has an amazing talent and a unique skill and they need to get it out there. So share your zone of genius with the world, and guest speaking is an amazing way to do it.
Awesome. Wow. Well, thank you so much for being here on Thursday. Nicolene,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to my studio. I just happened to have the opening here on the spot today. I didn't even have to reserve, so it really worked out timing wise. And I'm really excited for your group.
Yeah, thank you.
And I hope that people watching join up. And if not this time, we'll see if you. Nicolene has so many fantastic ideas and programs, and she's just such a. You know, for me, what really works with her is just your structure, and that you have deliberate actions that lead to, you know, strategic goals.
Yeah.
And that for someone like me, it's just like the creator. It's just, I'm just going to create stuff. You know, you are that force to be reckoned with that's going to mold this into a strategic plan that Absolutely. Makes sense and has a goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, happy to do it. And the doors are still open.
Okay. 3 or 4 more days. Great, Nicolene. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.